Welcome, everyone, to the newest episode of the Checkpoint podcast series. It's my great pleasure to welcome Amit from Checkpoint. Hi, Amit.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, we're good. How are you? How is life in Switzerland?
Good. I landed yesterday and already managed to spend some quality time with customers and partners. And now on my way back home, we stopped here and I'm very excited to have the discussion.
Great. Thanks again for the opportunity and thanks for joining us. So maybe for the very least ones who don't know you yet, actually, so you're a co-founder and former CEO at Perimeter 81, as most of us already know, and in 2023, Checkpoint acquired the company. And actually today you're a VP, right, for Security Service Edge at Checkpoint. So tell us maybe something about you, about your former role, former company, just in a nutshell.
As you mentioned, my name is Amit. I live today in Tel Aviv, Israel. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised there. I would say that I'm a computer geek, a software engineer in my profession. I studied computer science at Tel Aviv University. While I was studying in the university, I worked for a large corporate IBM. And I utilized every day, worked from home and utilized traditional legacy VPNs, and it was very hard and slow. And I always thought that maybe we can create something better. Mm-hmm. I continued and I founded my first company, which is which was a consumer VPN product named Safer VPN, which me and my co-founder Sagi bootstrapped and built the business without raising venture capital funding. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was a profitable business, but we had tens of thousands of consumer customers that wanted to secure themselves while they were on public Wi-Fis. But we started to, it was back then, it was 2016, I started to hear from those consumer customers, it's a great product. Why can't it be VPN for my business? Although okay, it's a different use case,
right?
But the name is similar, and it raised questions on my side, right? Perhaps we can build something better, and that's the point where we decided to basically make a pivot. We sold that consumer company in 2018, 2019, and started Perimeter 81. With the mission of building a secure network for any business over the internet. We saw back then that the internet is becoming the new corporate network. 5G is coming to edge.
Right.
Fiber is available anywhere today, but it started back then. And we thought that employees will continue to move to work outside the office. It was before COVID. Resources will move up to the cloud, and the way we work will change. It was just before everything changed in 2020. And we started to work on Perimeter 81. We built a great product that focused on user experience. We took that consumer background that we have had into building a really an easy to use, easy to deploy, quick time to value solution that allows any business, whether it's small, medium, or large enterprise, to build a secure network over that internet and basically answer two main use cases. The first one is remote access, VPN replacement. I told you about the pain that when I worked at IBM, we used the traditional VPN, which was slow and so forth. And the second is internet access. How can I secure myself accessing the internet? And we grew very rapidly. I remember the first year we started selling, we had 200 customers, which gave us a lots of insights on how to build a product market fit. And then COVID started and it gave us a really big push.
Acceleration, of course.
Signing up hundreds of customers, even 15-minute sessions, raised our Series A, we raised our Series B, then we raised our Series C. And always I knew that we have been in touch also with the Checkpoint product and related personas over there, and we know that the synergistic value between the companies is very high. Mm-hmm. In 2023, we basically decided to join forces, and we closed that acquisition in September last year.
Right.
With a deal over $500 million. All the employees of Prim21 joined Checkpoint. We became a business unit within Checkpoint to lead all the SaaS efforts. And since then, I'm basically managing that business unit, working with the customers of Checkpoint, working with the partners, the distributors, and everyone to make it a real great success.
Good. So thank you so much for summarizing how things got started, actually. And I must admit, we were very happy last year when we learned that Checkpoint is going to, let's say, acquire you, or as I said, when you joined forces, because we are firmly believing that it was a great addition to Checkpoint's portfolio already. So obviously, SASE is one of the very hot topics in cybersecurity nowadays. So Gartner is even estimating some numbers such as annual growth of 29% and getting into a certain, let's say, 25 billion market by 2027. So quite a big number, I would say. I would be interested in knowing, like, why is SASE such a hot topic from your perspective nowadays with so many customers?
I think that SASE is part of even a bigger shift in the way we consume security. There are multiple things that are happening in parallel that are basically changing the environment that we know. Hey, the internet becomes extremely fast and reliable. Employees are moving to work outside the offices. Resources are moving to the cloud. And not necessarily the way we used to consume security, which was very site-centric, I would say, is enough for that new world, right? Most of your employees are working everywhere. Resources are moving outside and they're not necessarily protected. And you need to start and think whether the models, the security models that I have today, is the right fit for that modern workforce, right? When resources are outside, mobility is everywhere. And SASE, okay, is the part that covering the network security piece specifically. With ability to build a secure network over the internet, okay, to integrate with your existing appliances that you have in the branch in order to provide a unified policy. And the solution that can meet the needs of this modern workforce. And this is very important to understand. So SASE, it's not it's a product. I would say it's a platform that fits the modern workforce. We all need to ask ourselves whether we think the internet will stay. Of course, it will stay. It will become only faster. And people will continue to work outside the offices. Resources will continue to move to the cloud. And that's why it's very, very important to do your first steps in SASE, to adapt a more modern approach that no matter where you are, you open your laptop, you are secured, you are protected, and have a comprehensive security, regardless to where you are.
Yeah, and I think this is actually true not only for certain regions, let's say like Switzerland specifically, but really around the globe. So I think that's probably why, in combination, as I said, with faster internet, more workloads, and so on and so forth. That's probably one of the big reasons why this topic is getting so hot. So you mentioned the integration, or let's say the acquisition last year in September, right? So how's the integration going so far?
Integration is going very well, actually. I think that two things. One, the DNA of the companies, Prim21 and Checkpoint, was very similar. So in the personal level, the connection was very native, very, very fast. We closed the acquisition, I believe, in September. Already in October, we will start selling our solution as part of the main product lineup of Checkpoint.
True.
We did it very quickly. And we onboarded hundreds of enterprise customers and partners. And they're extremely happy from the solution, from the technology, from the architecture, our hybrid SASE architecture, which is unique architecture. We gave very, I would say, modest expectations in matter of how quickly we will integrate our platform to the Infinity portal and how quickly we'll add more data residences, for example, in Europe. And we consistently delivered ahead of time. So today we're already fully integrated to the Infinity portal, which is the management platform of Checkpoint. We are in the main data residences, including in Europe and the US. We are a part of the main product lineup of Checkpoint. We have already deployed hundreds of customers, large customers, both to the partners, and we have the training program lined up. So we did it very, very quickly. We have still very ambitious plans to integrate more security features, more capabilities to the platform. But that's basically a part of a bigger roadmap for SASE, which is a strategic focus area for the company. And yeah, we are very excited about that.
That's great to hear. And I think among many things, Checkpoint as well, there is this one thing, which is the level of integration of products, you know, which is very well defined, very well kind of thought through and implemented. So, and as we all know, among also all the advantages of Checkpoint, I mean, there is this one thing, which is the management itself, right? Really to manage all the products and so on and so forth across the entire portfolio. That's great news to hear, I think, for existing Checkpoint customers as well, right? Not only for potentially new customers. So that's good news. So you're here in Switzerland today. You're visiting, I would guess, many, many customers across the globe. So from your perspective and your conversations you're having with those customers, what are the challenges that you're facing? I mean, many customers or companies do have some sorts of legacy products, legacy infrastructures, and so on. So what are the challenges you're facing with them or they might face when it comes to SASE adoption?
I think that eventually, like to everyone, also for me, everyone, change is hard, right? But change is inevitable. Like eventually, as I mentioned, goes back to the internet, it's becoming the new corporate network and the resources are moving away. And it's here to stay. And my recommendations to customers that are a little bit overwhelmed, right, from the amount of solutions and the priority of, because they have their existing security model, which works, is not necessarily to rip and replace or to migrate over to SASE over their existing model, which is valid and, in my opinion, will stay, right? Is to land and expand. SASE is a SaaS solution, okay? It's a software as a service. You can start with a very specific use case down to the IT team, okay? Mm-hmm. Land in a very small amount or very small use case. Gain the trust, understand what benefits it brings. How can it correlate with your existing security posture, existing challenges, right, that you have. And you need to ask yourself, what are your challenges specifically today with remote access and challenges with internet security? And to start then with a limited, I would say, deployment, gain the trust, and quickly you will see how easy to expand. We just like a few weeks ago, we did a transition for customer of ours, almost 10,000 employees, that move over one weekend from a legacy VPN type of remote access solution to SASE and include an internet security as well. Over one weekend, 3 days. So it looks scary because it's the bread and butter of the organization.
Of course.
But it's very easy, and you don't need to do it at once. You can start small,
okay,
and expand. And that usually the challenges that I hear from the customers looks a little bit more than what it is in reality.
In reality. Hearing, by the way, that you're mentioning 10,000 users, for instance, I would guess scalability at this point of time is not an issue, right? So, which is also good, a good message. Maybe also very interesting for our audience is to hear, when it comes to a POC, for instance, how does it work? How long does it take, depending on probably use cases, of course, but just to give kind of a glimpse how things might look like. What do you say?
Usually POC is relatively simple, okay, and easy to test. Mm. One of the things that I think differentiate Harmony SASE, okay, is the fact that it's very quick time to value, okay? When we ask our partners, what do you like the most about Harmony SASE, they would tell us, quick time to value, okay? And it's the same also with POCs. We do POCs of 1 day, 2 days, and we do also POCs of 2 weeks and a month. Depends on the customer phase. But usually we provide, of course, free POCs. Any customers, partners that we'd like to test our solution will come to us. We'll meet with them. We'll demonstrate the product. We'll answer any questions. We'll understand what the use cases they're looking for. We'll scope the POC with success criteria, as we'll start it immediately, depends on the customer availability. Usually, let's say by 2 weeks, we'll conclude. Mm. The advantage of it that we don't require you to install any equipment. We integrate to all your existing equipment, whether it's on on-prem or data center. It's, I would say, like Office 365-ish. It's very user-friendly and easy. You can even do that yourself.
Right.
Okay. We have... With Perimeter 81, we had a self-service approach. Mm-hmm. Okay, even you don't need to contact us. Okay, you could even enter your credit card and build your secure network.
And they could.
So it's that simple. In COVID, by the way, we worked 24/7. You remember it, March 2020. Mm-hmm. And we did 15 minutes POCs. Went to a customer in 15 minutes. We showed him 1, 2, 3, the steps, how to build, how to configure.
Right. That's very quick and simple, actually.
Very quick and simple.
Okay. I mean, this is, by the way, the feedback we are still getting, and we are seeing it ourselves with our technical people. I mean, as you're saying, it's very quick. It's very simple. So it really comes down to customers' availability most of the times, because, I mean, there are no hurdles on checkpoints, and which is important one as well, especially nowadays where time and capacity is very limited. So you mentioned partners that they liked how quick you can kind of monetize also and create value, especially. What other recommendations would you have for maybe existing Checkpoint partners, potentially new Checkpoint partners when it comes to SASE?
I think that my best recommendation is not to wait, okay? Mm-hmm. Adapt SASE today, learn SASE, get your expertise. You don't necessarily need to go into a full-blown deployments that are very complex. You can start with a specific use case to develop your expertise. SASE is here to stay. Harmony SASE, in this case, is the leading SASE solution of Checkpoint. We work very closely with our customers and partners to develop that expertise, which is extremely important in my opinion. And that is my clear recommendation. Don't wait, start today, make your first steps in SASE.
Yeah, and I think, by the way, that's a very good one. I'd also like to mention, I mean, there is obviously the entire Checkpoint team here, the team in the headquarters was willing to help, obviously, as well as the Aero team, who's really, really willing to do so. So we're actually getting to the end already. I mean, we will anyways leave links and descriptions and a lot of things down the podcast episode so that partners are having the opportunity to kind of get a bit more details about what the solution is looking like, where to download it, test it, and so on and so forth. maybe a closing message from your end?
Yeah, I think that eventually SaaS is important. Checkpoint has a very unique offering that differentiates itself from the market, not by the ease of use and quick time to value, but also the architecture. I didn't mention it in previous questions, but Checkpoint Harmony SASE is hybrid SASE. Hybrid SASE is an approach that we developed in Perim 31, where we took all the security functions that we had in the cloud and also delivered it to the agents themselves, the clients that are installed on the Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, iPhone, no matter what, right? And where is possible, we do the security on the device. And we break out directly to the internet, so we don't send all the traffic to the cloud. Mm-hmm. And why it's good? Because other solutions like any other vendors that are cloud-only SASE, and we are the only hybrid SASE in the market, requiring you to send all the traffic to the cloud. And then it's slow, creates latency, there are privacy issues. You sometimes appear in a different place when I'm ordering pizza while I'm at Zug, for example. I can get pizza from Zurich.
Sure.
And that creates, basically, it introduces new problems by solving old problems. Our approach, where we basically the public traffic goes directly to the internet, and the private traffic goes through the cloud, you can decide to do cloud only, but there is no reason, really solves that issues because you don't have any speed impact. We tested it. It's field proven. Like, for example, with Harmony SASE, that is hybrid SASE, speed was preserved 220 megabit per second. With our competitors that are cloud only SASE, there was 40% impact down to 165 megabit per second. And that is a big difference on the user experience, and that's what everyone looking for. So I mentioned the ease of use, I mentioned the unique architecture, the quick time to value to partners. Those, I would say, the three key messages that I would like to send to the audience in this podcast.
This is very nice. So, I think, by the way, just touching the point you mentioned before in terms of, you know, your hybrid product or approach, at least, I think it's specifically in Switzerland, you know how we take it very seriously with privacy, right? So I think this is quite an additional key feature for our customers here as well. So it was a great pleasure. Maybe I just want to close up as well this podcast with a message from Arrow, on behalf of Arrow, and which is, I would even echo what you said, Amit, there is no need to wait. Let's get started. There are already many partners who engaged with Checkpoint to address these new technologies to end customers, which is great. Many more are to come, as we're sure about. So let's not wait. Let's get started. And there is a whole team from Checkpoint, from Arrow, willing to support you during this journey. Thank you again. It was a great pleasure, and hope to see you here again in Switzerland.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amit.